from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The ASEAN summit underway. The singing voice of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. He sang at a gala dinner as the ASEAN summit got underway. President Trump, the morning after, thanking President Duterte.
And the show last night, the talent at that show, I assume mostly from the Philippines, was fantastic. Thank you. And you were fantastic. Also, very much from the Philippines.
President Trump ignored questions about human rights abuses when he met one-on-one with President Duterte on the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting. Mr. Duterte has come under fierce criticism from human rights groups for the drug war, which has taken at least 4,000 lives. A little later on in the day, two became three as a scheduled Monday morning meeting between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was expanded to include Japan's Shinzo Abe. The change underscored the growing three-way relationship concerning regional security. South Korea's military said Monday a North Korea soldier was shot and wounded by fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea at a border village. The statement said the defection took place at Panmunjom, the truce village located within the demilitarized zone that separates the two countries. The severity of the soldier's injuries and the reason for defecting were not immediately clear. The sounds of anguish as victims are pulled from the rubble after a powerful earthquake near Iraq's border with Iran. Paul Caruso is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was magnitude 7.3. Very strong quake northeast of Baghdad.
More than 300 people are reported dead with hundreds injured. This is VOA News. European Union foreign and defense ministers from 23 of the 28 member countries signed a landmark defense agreement Monday in Brussels aimed to boost cooperation within the bloc after Brexit and to counter Russian pressure. Just prior to the start of the meeting, the High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs, Federica Mogherini, spoke with reporters.
Quite a historic day today for European defense. Because after so many years, finally, the provision of the Lisbon Treaty establishing the possibility for the European Union member states to have a permanent structured cooperation on defense, today it's going to be initiated.
To become EU law, leaders of the bloc must endorse it in December. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who announced his surprise resignation November 4th in Riyadh, said he plans to return to his country from Saudi Arabia within days. He warned the country was at risk of sanctions over Iran-backed Hezbollah's meddling in conflicts, such as in Yemen. Speaking of, a Saudi-led coalition says it will reopen some airports and seaports in Yemen in order to allow in humanitarian aid. The move comes a week after the coalition announced a temporary closure of all ports in response to the firing of a missile from Yemen toward Riyadh. Turkey is denying a report it may have discussed a plot to seize a Muslim cleric living in the U.S. with a former Trump administration official. According to a Wall Street Journal story, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating an alleged plan involving President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to kidnap Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish cleric who's lived in the U.S. since 1999. According to the report, Flynn and his son were to receive as much as $15 million for delivering Gulen to Turkey. A survey conducted by the UN Refugee Agency of more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh finds one-third are vulnerable and need in special assistance. UNHCR spokesperson Dunia Khan says they decided to conduct this survey to assess the refugees' vulnerability and see what kind of help is most needed.
According to the data so far collected, we have number of households headed by single mothers without any male support. We have younger children who are now taking care of their sibling. We have elderly grandparents who have no support from younger family members because they are either killed or separated.
Khan says almost all of the refugees will require special life-saving support. In his first visit to Catalonia since imposing direct rule, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy called for a strong turnout for the December 21st Catalan elections. Spanish authorities took control of Catalonia after the region's parliament voted to secede from Spain. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.